as well as the other performers that we see anyway. Always better to get the shoot done.
Yeah,
if someone wants to know if they had 4 points, I'm kicking that bench.
No, just make all of it. Sorry? Oh, let's go. We left off yesterday in the middle of a Yerushalmi. Let's open to the Mishnayos with the Rash, and we'll see what he says, and then we'll proceed from there. It's like a little chazara. The Mishnah says, two cases. Pruzbul ha-mukdom kosher ha-mukhar pasul, and shtarichof ha-kert, ha-mukdomim psulim ha-mukharim kshem. They have the wild Rambam from yesterday, but put that aside. The regular pshat. If it's to benefit you, it's possible. If it hurts you, it's kosher. It makes perfect sense. Right? If I have a prusbul, I make it earlier, I hurt myself. Because on a simple level, but we assume halacha l'maisa, if I made the prusbul earlier, fewer chovos are taken care of by the prusbul. So I hurt myself the mouth. No. If I make it later, I'm pulling a shtick. Right? So if I lend you a guy money later on, the prusbul will, written later date, post-date, will reflect that it does cancel it, but doesn't really. Shtachov the other way around. The time that the thing is written, I get a sheba in the chasim. That means all the possessions of the loaf as of that moment are on the lien. If I predate it, I put more on the lien. I help myself. It's possible. I post data, I make a lien. I hurt myself. Kosher. It's a push-up shot. Right? Everyone with me so far? Question, when it says possible, how possible is possible? Is possible means it's a piece of garbage. It's zero. Nothing. Zero. Well, no, wait a minute. It's only possible on the predated part of the shtachov, or the post-dated part of the prusbul. But whatever is legit is legit. That's the shell. That's chaz over the rash. Okay. Pligami Rishalmi. Rav Yochanan, if you have my edition, it starts page Kuf Pei. Rav Yochanan Amar Psulin Mamish. Finished. It's garbage. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Mona Ela Mishas Aksaf. You can only collect from the time, from the real time, not the fake time. It's a machlokas in Bava Mitzia Daf Ayin Beis. Amar Rish Lakish Machlokas Shnuya. This is a question. For a Meir Dama Shtar Shesh Bo Ribis, Kons Nos Aveinu Gova Losa Kernos Ribis. It's a similar idea. There's legit and illegit in the same document. The Ribis is illegit and the Keren is legit. So Ramea says what? Garbage. It's all garbage. So over here too, it's all garbage. Rabbonin Lokonis. Okay. Hasan Beribis, because they say you can collect the Karen. Hachanami Govem is man Shani. It's possible means it's possible at the beginning, but the end is good. Rabbi Yochanan says no. I feel it telling Rabbonin. Zerishem Yigrim is man Rishin. Rabbi Yochanan, it's all garbage. Udvar Tema. I'm not going to repeat this again. Half the shiur yesterday was about this. They should be posuliatus. That we're not going to go into anymore. Good. That's enough. It's 10 reasons why it's kosher. But the Yerushalmi, over here, we never got a chance to finish it yesterday. We ran out of time. Let's take a look. Halacha Gimel. I'm going to read you from the Yerushalmi. Those who have Yerushalmi, it's page Peheim and Beis in the fancy Yerushalmi. There should be enough Sforim to go around. Everybody has. What does it say over here? Rabbi Yochanan Psulim Mamish, Shimon Lok, Shomer, and Melam Shazak Sab. We saw in the Rash. Okay, here comes the key. V'atani peruzbul ben muktam ben meuchar kosher ven amon ele mishasak sav im omrat ken bishtaros makem ben peruzbul ben ma ben shtar. Enter the Yerushal. I read it for the English. The English is as follows. We have a braisa. Now, if you, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, say the same concerning loan documents, because he's machshir, ma ben pruzbel ma ben shtar. And if indeed there is no difference, why did the Baraisa state its ruling only regarding a pruzbel? Should have stated its ruling both for a pruzbel and for a loan document. From the fact that it didn't say that, right? Only if, I'm reading on the bottom from the Rosh Shirlio, the Baraisa is leaning only with regard to a predated pruzbel, because the pruzbel is merely a rabbinic institution. Predated pruzbel? Or postdated pruzbel? Is this a mistake in art school? Maybe I'm making a mistake. A predated principle, of course, is okay. That's what it says in the Mishnah, right? Talk about the Mishnah says, principle hamukdam kosher. That's not a problem. The mucha is a chiddush. The Bryce's chiddush is bein mukdam bein. Mucha is kosher. I think it's a call up article. Maybe a free copy. I think it should be post-dated in footnote 6 on page 85B1. I get a free copy. I don't know. Unless I'm making a mistake. Whatever it is. Okay, so this is what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi is telling us that Pruzbul is unique. Different than Shtarchov. Comes out, Rabosai, that, as we saw already yesterday, from the Mishnah Rishona, the principle is kosher. When it says posel, it doesn't mean posel. It's enough in the Tosefta that posel means kosher. Kosher means only from the legitimate time, but not from a different time. Well, that's what the Mishnah Rishona said. Sounds like he's... Kosev HaTosefus Yontif. The Rishami is the principle kosher Mishas Aksav. Black and white. It's right in the Yerushalmi. Can you argue with Yerushalmi? Are you? Is anyone in this room big enough to argue with Yerushalmi? What's Takana reason? V'nira tamo, the Svila Keshidas Rambam, V'rov HaPoskim, the Pruzbo lo nitkan ele bizman hazeh the Shvias Rabbanan, the Kev and Yisit Rabbanan hu, the Midoraisa enkan Shmita, lo kansu. Says the Mishnah Rishona, but to be honest, Uvemes v'stimas ha-mishna v'aposkim mashmet the legami apostle to melishtachov, as the Tosefta said, can't argue. Avarisi kabishtar shesh baribis in choshen mishmet simen nun beis kosev ha-shach end of sifkot nalaf b'shem sevi gedul l'truma tishtar shesh baribis d'rabonon afil kol ha-keren maribis l'chuli alma gov ha-keren lo konsu ba-keren at the ribis el ribis d'oraisa. Oh, so Pruzbel also should be also like the Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah Rishona quotes enough for the Yerushalmi. He gives a svara for it. And then he says, what can I do? No one holds like me. The Mishnah doesn't say the way Beferish. Bavli, there's no Bavli. The Poskim don't say it, don't make this distinction. But as Azoya does. So what's the halacha? So I looked up in the Sefer over here. Shmita Ksofim. Talks about this on page Shin Yud Aleph. Here's an interesting svar. Why Taka's possible? So like this. He quotes the Mishnah. Rishona. Oh, he says Shlema Zalman says Lo Dami. It's not the same. Hosam Tama the Konsu Mishum the Chayshin and Sheyichul Akerim Aribis. Feel Har Viach Mamon Ba'Avera. So too by Shtarichov McDonald is going to collect illegitimate karkos which are really not meshubim. Vashenken hocha bepruzbul hamuuchar. Hey, belav hochi yochol lichtov pruzbul besoch shviis. We had that yesterday in the Rash. We said that the reason why he's not posel the is because he's not making any avla, because the guy can just write another pruzbul, no problem. Fine. Watch this. Watch. The Gamnema Mishum Kachlam and Prisbo Hoya Leviyava. Elatama the Mucha Apostle who rack Mishum. The Bechia Gavna Shanasa Bavera. Lo Nichtav Karoi. Lo Tikna Rabbanan Sheyoil. The Kamen Shekane. And the Chalak Mendarasa the Rabbanan. Listen. What I think is fundamentally saying is, we'll come to this a little bit later, is in the other cases, the shtar is just a raya. How much the yos and keren, what's meshubed, so what's really meshubed is meshubed, and the shtar just confirms what really exists. So you never know today, hold on. Hello? I'll have to call you back, I'm sorry. Bye. So yeah. How? But the Prusbul is accomplishing something. I mean, I think it's reading into Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's, we'll come to it later. Lo tikne rabban and sheyoel. So it doesn't work. That could be a possible shot in what he's saying from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman here on page Shin Yud Beis in this beautiful sefer. Okay, perhaps. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, oy oy oy, he quotes as follows. Look at the Gemara. We haven't got to this Gemara yet. A little bit. We did Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Everyone, open up. You have to have Gittin today. It's for sure. Like every day for the last week. Gemara Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Rabbanan the Ravashi, but throw it away now. Masri Milayu LaAdodi. What does that mean? They didn't use a doc. There was no document at all. That's the details later on. So how can this shtar, which is v'uchar, be less effective with respect to the legitimate chobos which came before than words alone? So if Master Mila works, we'll see later the details. How can this principle not work? And some say no, it's worse. Why is it worse? How can it possibly be worse? The Gemara is over here, an expression, enough Lamed Vavim and Beis. Look at the Gemara, Lamed Vavim and Beis. Rav Nachan am Akaimena. Akaimena ha Mekayim, Vakoi, Hochi Kama. Eimah ben Milso. The Afagav, the low Kosuv, Ki Kosuv Dami. Rav Nachan wanted to say, even if you don't even need a principle, it's as if it's written. As I'm in Svar, might have applied over here. So immediately, as if it's written. So if you didn't write it at all, it's good. You ought to be psul, it's worse. That's what he suggests over here. Possibly. Now, just as far as the Eidim psul, which was yesterday's shir, so the Mishnah Yosef asks, how come the Rash has a whole long discussion about Eidim psulim with respect to shtar chov mukta? Why didn't he ask the same question with respect to Prusbul Hamaucher? Because it's a very interesting terence. The fact that you sign onto a lie doesn't pass on you. Shtar Meucher is also a lie, post-date, pre-date. It's you causing an avla. That's the lie. That's what passes you. You're causing an avla. So by Shtar Chov Muktum, where you're causing an innocent person to lose money, namely, the individual who bought fields when they were not subject to lien, but the document conveyed an opposite impression, you cause someone to financial loss, you puzzle the eights. When it comes to Prusbul, what kind of loss? You signed a Prusbul Hamaucha. Okay, true. Today is Yud Ches Av. And yes, so you signed it, Yud Ches Elu. So any loan in that month, within that month, is going to be illegitimately considered to be Hushma. What's the name of money? The Malvik can write a second Prusbul on Chav Ches Elu. So I don't expect it's going to cause any damage. That's what he says. The Shavuot Gatei Bachal Yisura. Why shouldn't he do it? Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara has over here a concept on the Aflam and Zayin of the base. Neman Odom Loma Prusbul Hoyal Biyodi Ve'ova Bimeni. My timer, as I just said, can we think about a Prusbul or Shavuot Gatei Bachal Yisura? Now, Frek the Gemara. Frek the Heilige Gemara Nafalam at Zayin and Beis just before the Mishnah. Ve'otnan V'chein Bal Chov Shemotzi Shtar Chov Einim O'Prusbul Hare'elu Lo Yifru. Rashi B'ksuvus Perek HaKosev Alma Lo Mehem and Lomar Hoya Libi Yovad De'al Korach Lepititoyen Hoya Libi Yovad Askinon Tlavoki Tzrich Lemem Adeshvius Misham Yishametas Tanoi, the Tanya, Hamotzi shtachov tzarech shiva prusbul v'chama mein tzarech. The nemen l'ma'avad. Samachlokas atanoim. Okay, we'll be so far. Guy walks in and says, I lost my prusbul. Can he collect it at the shmita or not? Amachlokas. How do we pass in a session amachlokas? So, open to the rif, you'll see, there's a tumul. Within the rif is a tumul. You see the rif, an R print in the rif, you'll find it on page Nun Ches, it's all in parentheses. The old print, it's goes from your testament based on Chafam and Alf. It's in parentheses. What do you mean parentheses? Some didn't have it. Some didn't have it. It wasn't there. Okay, look on the Ran itself. The Ran says, he quotes the Gemara, the Ran de Garcina, quotes the Sugar here. He says, Kaimalon Karaf, Lo Ashkan Amora de Poligale, I stam Mishnah is not that way. You usually find a stam. Okay? Hokalo Kaimalochi, Rav is an Amora, Dachila, Chiposaka Rambam, that you believed. Yeshitmo ala Rif, Zal Shalo Hevia. What Lo Hevia? It's printed right over here. It's in parentheses. Somebody put it in. It wasn't the original riff. Fine. Have you masnis in the Balchov Shaotzi Shtak Surah to prepare a Kaisev? In Ksum, as he quotes the Mishnah, because of Rambanzal, the Kema, the Neman Lama Prisbul, Hoyle Viyavad. No, stop. So he doesn't know why the riff left it out. Okay, fine. Okay, we have it. It was interesting, if you open the Rambam, when he quotes it, because there's a little bit missing here in the citation. They don't give you the whole citation from the Gemara Masech Tuxubis. But the Rambam does. Open up please to the Rambam if you don't mind. Perek Tes, Halacha Chof Dalet. Shemitah V'yom. Says the Rambam. Im Amah Hoya Levi Ava Neman. Why? Gives you pshat. Shemizmana sakana ve'elech balchov govesh lobe prusbu. What sakana? Who? What? Where? Who? What? So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. He quotes Rashbag omer misakana ve'elech balchov govesh shelo biprusbu. Okay, that's citation. I don't see found over here in the Ran himself, but that's the Mefurash Mishnah in the Gemara and Masechet Ksubos. From here the Medivei Rabbeinu. All right, fine. What happened before the Shmad? You weren't believed. Why? Why not? Says Reb Chaim, Kuf Laman Aleph. Again, Shmita Yovel Perek Tes, Sivkotin Kuf Laman Aleph. Why weren't you leave before the Sakana? He says as follows. Aval Lefnei Sakana Afal Gav Lo Shavik At Inish Etei Vachal Yisura Kid B'Samach Yesh Reyusa Masha Ein B'Yodo HaPruzbul. Would you just lost it? Of course, the Gerah Shirachim Namaz Ayin Beis. In other words, now people were afraid to hold on to him that you didn't have it. It's no Reyesa. But then before that, it was a Reyesa, and it overcame the normal Chazak of the Shavagatera V'yachal Yisur. Fine, that's what he says. And Rabbi Osai, he quotes a Yerushalmi, as follows. Now hold on a sec. Amin Reb Chaim. The Gemara Gittin Lama Zayin Beis. Quotes our Gemara we just learned. Tanan the Chum Momim. Maybe the Parach Mitana Kama. Alma the Rashbag Eina Mefarish Elecholik. Right. Take a look over here, Rabbi Osai. On Lama Zayin Beis. Back to the one we just came from. Okay. Tanan, The chain bal chov shemotzi shtar chov edema prusbul harayelu lo yifru. Moses says tanoihi. So Reb Chaim says machlokas atanoim. So Reb Chaim says over here like this. The Rashbag ena mafarish alachole. To lavachi lishana the Reb Nachman Meir achas akana. Why did you say Reb Nachman's achas akana is before sakana? Tanakam was hold gam achas akana eno neman. Reb Nachman holds like Tana the Brisa. Fine. Lo shava. Dein tzarech b'shem lo shava kater v'achol yisura. I feel the kona mas sakana. Udu lo kevashbar. The dafka be sakana v'elch. In fact, the Rambam says shver. Because the Rambam passed like Rashbag. And he brings the reason of it. Lo shava kater v'achol yisura. L'fi ha-gemara is a stira. Kfeir mefarshim b'zeh. Because again, lo shavik ater b'achol yisura on a simple level applies all the time. We don't do it sakana. That's a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say it differently. Nimshachach Yerushalmi kedarko. According to Yerushalmi, it's a reyasa. Okay, I'm not going into the details. It's dibra masl shem isman here in Reb Chaim. It is bi'alacha on the derech amud. Fine. Now we come to this Gemara again, and Lama Zayinim enough to try to see in more detail. Rabbanan de Ravashi Masri Milayu Lahadodi. What's this all about? What is this all about? So, in Sivkot and Kuf Nun, he tells you, Reb Chaim, Sarach Shagama Malva Gamalovi Utamin Chaman, that they both be Tamin Chaman. Of course, it's from the Sefer. Shemitah's stuff from Kilchasa, page Samarvav. Makes sense. Now, Rabosai, the Ravid, as we open up to the Rambam again, Halacha Chav Zayin, this is Chazor from yesterday. The Ravid said, when Dram Sosim Zezer, he required a Bezin Choshev in Halacha Yud Zayin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, an interesting terence. Rabbanan debate Ravashi, Gdole b'nei Bezdino, v'chashuv nafkiya mamam. How do you like that, Pshah? He says, no. Rabbanu Ravashi, we think, stam, yeshiva guys. The rabbis of Ravashi's Bismedvish were powerful enough to be mocked not only water bottles, but to be mocked much more important things. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Fascinating. However, the question is true or not. Rashi says, Masu Milayu, below Ksivas Kruzvul, El Kachem Oma Lachaveim. Hareyaten bezdin v'chovi mosul lechem l'gvosukos masha erza. So he made it. They're a bezdin taka. They're a bezdin. Okay, that's what the Ran said. Beferish. Open up back to the Ran now, if you don't mind. The Ran over here talks about this. Here's the Ran. Quotes to Rashi. He says, "Hare ein kan kula acheres ela shayu mekilin shel lichta prusbul u'mikom gam v'moshav bezdin ayu olsen kain." It's a bezdin. He with me. If you have my print, it's page nun vav, the last few lines on the left. If you have the old print, it's the last few lines on your testament alf. Okay, so it is a bezdin. It is a bezdin. The truth, the Rambam's answer to Kesavich is not correct. Pshuta. What's the teretz in the Rambam? Shekalu shekilu b'tamidei chachamim shevuzezeh neishem yodim shashmatos tov mebilan hazeh medivreim uvedvor medvane nilchis. That was yesterday shir. Like tamidei chachamim the mutarom levuzezeh beribis. Because they know it's only a matana. Ulefich ha-kosav zal but also a perek b'atzmo. The Rambam's kasha is no kasha. The Ran's teretz is the correct teretz of the Rambam. Because the Mishnah's teretz, it seems to me, is very shver. It's creative, but it's very, very shver. Fine. Now it's interesting, Rabbosai. If you look over here, Halacha lemaisa. What kind of bezin do you really need? Watch this. Haramban Zal, this is my print, it's on bottom of the first column, the right-hand column. Samach devara vishem demashvele lo kaimel and kishmuel. What did Shmuel say? Tamelo chasvinim pruzbel ele bebeidina desura bebeidina ardo. Shmuel atamei, temahadu levitule. He's down on pruzbel. He yashkol avat linei. We passed him faker, like I'm Nachman. You see the Gemara, and we just saw the Gemara, Rabbanu Rav Ashi, Masi Mila da Adadi. They didn't go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe should go to the door. And they're minor leaguers. No matter how good, maybe AAA. But they're still minor leaguers compared to Rav Ashi. Alma, I feel the Beidina the Achvina lo olam kulehaim matzi kasif. So the Ran rejected this by saying, Rabbanu Rav Ashi, they were big people. No, they didn't go to the top. They're still pretty top themselves. The Yod, the Kaman Krav Nachman, the Sphere Lay, we'll get to later again. Pruzbul Bishnaim Sagile, at least the Liel. Alma Guria Mishar Dinim Omenis, for the boy Bebe Dina Rabba. That's the good Raya. The Ran says on the next page Nun Zion, Eno Machria. We saw earlier yesterday. Half up he came. Of course, Mama Bina begged Gavre, the Rav Guvrayu. Not three, but two. Two great, great men. That's what he says. Vaita. Ushmamina, the Chitikin Hill allowed to go on the Rav Ami Ravasi, the Chutikin. Fine. Behold. My such an unbelievably important person. Who's going to relate to him? Says the Ran on the next page. Come on, no. That's what is the Gadol. They have time for everybody. But Lav Dafka, who identical Bezin Choshev Shabador, Rabbi Natan made a prusbul. First, he didn't want to make a prusbul. No, every Bezin Choshev Shabador. But the Pashat you also have to have, as the Gemara puts it, Ali Milafkui Mamone. For carrot, that's a threshold qualification. You need an even greater Bezin, like a Rabbi Ravas, even more so. So the Ran says, well, you don't have to be the top, right? Any Bezin Choshesh Bedor, but it certainly has to be Ali Milafkui Mamone. Not, it's nothing, according to this opinion of the Right. The Ramban disagrees. So what's the Ramban Paskan Alocha Lamaisa? Ramban says, any Bezdin. Any three people. He said that the Mili, this doesn't not even really much of a Bezdin. Okay. Adkan Rabosai over here. Now it's interesting, one more point before we go a little bit further is, what exactly is the leniency of Masri Mili Lahadodim? Rashi says again, what's Masri Mili? Let's read it, Rashi, one more time. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi says, look at the slide, please. Below Ksivas Pruzbul, without writing a Pruzbul. What does that mean? Elekach Oma Lachaveir. Rabbi Atem Bezin, the Chobi Masr, the Chem Nagvos, the Chosman Sheretzim. And what happened before this Kula? Before the Skula, the Malva had to write it down. The Malva had to write, listen, Dayanim, I am writing down that I'm giving you my chovos. And the leniency was, he no longer needs to write it down. However, Rabosai, many other Rishonim say no. Even originally, all you had to do is say to the Bezin Mosrani. The Bezdin would write it down. So what's the special leniency of Masri Mili? Nothing is written down. That's it. What do you call today? Paperless. Like, you know, all the doctors, it's paperless. No, there's no paper at all, zero. That's the chiddush. But the fact that the Malva can say it instead of write it, that was always true. It's before in certain Rishonim, quoted by the Sefer, Shemitah Ksof from Kiel Chasa, page Reish Chof Ches. Okay, just letting you know. Narabosai, Halacha Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, those who have it should open it up. What is he passing? Shulchan Aruch passes in Simen Samech Zayin Sif Yud Ches. Simen Samech Zayin Sif Yud Ches. Pruz Bulein HaMashamim. In Rechel of Bebezin Choshev. Shloshe Bekiyin Bedin. Ubeinian Pruz Bul. Vyonin Shmita. Vihim Chum Rabim Alea Beosah Ha'ir. You don't need Godel Ador. We said that. They have to be appointed by the people of the town to be their bezin. Ramo, v'yesh omim the kosin pruzul b'chol bezin v'yesh lokol b'zman hazeh. Any three guys, okay? This is the machlokas between the Mechaba and the Ramo. Now it's interesting, Rabosai. Where's the source for this funny expression? Himchum rabim aleihem. B'osayir comes from the Beis Yosef. Comes from the Bala Trumas, and the Bala Trumas is a full quotation. Harehem ba'oso ha'ir ba'oso azman k'ravami ravasi v'ru'uyim lafkia mamon b'neiram k'takonosam aniru lehem. Rabosai, is there any bezin today that has the ability to be mafkia mamon? Hefka bezin, hefka, any bezin?
The government?
The government's not nishkin bezin.
No.
I don't think even but that's Eda Charedis Yerushalayim. They consider themselves to be the biggest, or the Rabbanut, for that matter. They can't be Mafkia Mamon. In America, forget about it. There's no bezin in the world that I know about has the ability to get these Mafkia Mamon. Is it your shirt? It's not yours anymore. It belongs to me. I'm not discussing water bottles. I'm discussing, you know, significant Mafkia Mamon. Your house belongs to me. We don't have that. No one has that power anymore. If you recall, Atzer HaShulchan said yesterday, that's what we had to speak about, they have to go to court, the whole story. No bezin has such power anymore. It seems to me, according to the Mechaber, there's no proof. Unless you say the shtick of the Rav Moshe, that the bezin tells you to go to court, then the court has power. But the HaShulchan didn't hold from that. So, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. It's interesting, though. I saw in this beautiful Sefer, on page Reish Lamed Gimel, there were those of Mahadrin who want to use the Bezin Choshesh of Adar. So he writes a Pruzba B'Loshen Edim. You may recall, we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say over here? Let's look at the Loshen again. Mishnah Dalit. V'adayonim Chosman Lamata O Ha'edim. And you have this in the Gemara in Masech Gittin, Rabosai. Turn to the Gemara, Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph. Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph. That's the machlokas of Nach and Rav Sheshes. Do you need two or do you need three? Rav Sheshes says you need three. So it says over here as follows. Rav Nachman says, Hadayonim Chos quotes, Hadayonim Chos Mulamata O Ha'edim. My lav Dayonim Dumi De'edim. My Edim Shnayim after Dayonim Shnayim. Rav Sheshes says, no. Midirya. Hachidisa, Hachidisa. Lom le Mr. Dayan le Mr. Eidin. Rav Sheshes says, Hokamash Malan. Losh na kosna beloshen Dayanim, vechasmi Eidim. Losh na kosna beloshen Eidim, vechasmi Dayanim. Yeah, it's a switch hitter. You can do it this way, you can do it that way. So there are those who have the following shtick. A reprisal beloshen Eidim. And he sent it to the Badat Yerushalayim. They're not going to come to your house to sign for you. You can't go to them. He sent to the greatest bezin, the old Badatz. Comes to Shemitah Ksav and Kilchos and says he thinks this is a very bad idea. It's a very, very bad idea. Why is it such a bad idea? What's wrong with it? He calls Rabbeinu Tam a furish. Mamash, black on white. Black on white. He says, most poskim say that you have to be number one, mamish in front of the bezin. You can't send him far away. I'm so sorry. Hello. Yes. I can't talk. I have to call you back. I'm sorry. It's only the last day of camp. I was nervous. It's something to do with the trip. So I started picking up the phones. Call everybody back. Forgive me for even these interruptions, but there's not much choice. You may have to be, let's take a look in the Mordechai. The Mordechai and Simon Shinpei. We were here a few times before. Take a look. Mordechai and Shinpei. Mordechai and Simon Shinpei. What does it say? Hiksha ben Yechiel. In Bezn Gedolei Hadar Rechoka Mimenu. It's in brackets. She'oz Bevadai. Omar Shekeru. He says he did a prosbul. He couldn't have gotten that for you. This guy's living somewhere in France. And the Bezn Gedolei Hadar, let's say, for argument's sake, was in, it's hard for me to know where they were. Germany, I don't know. They were in Israel, they were in Spain. They didn't go, they weren't going to go on a plane in those days. Oz bevade yom ha-shekeru. Lo mein hem ha-prusbul ha-vili b'yavet. Nirali, says the Mordechai, no. La baruch kuv ha-kur v'tal yamilsa. Gassina b'yushalmi, the shviyas, the Rabbi Chizkim, she Rabbi Yirmi, ha-afil in the sunnah, b'romi, pirish, ha-dayonim. Not like the Ran means the shtar. The Rabbi Nechil learned to meet the shtar is in Rome. And the Mordechai, it means the dayonim are in Rome. Okay? But the Ran and the Ramban and the Rabbi Nechil disagree. Disagree, Rabbi Osai. Disagree. So that's why he doesn't like this shtick. Now, more than that, he quotes an often Rabbi Natan. This is on page Reish Lamed Ches. Often, black on white, Rabbi Natan says, no, this text is no good of Eden. Hilchos Rav Nachan. Okay? Umididachi Rav Sheshis, the first Losh Nodokhos Ndayan, Losh Nadim, etc. Shmaud Rav Nachman. You have to start Medina. The we pass of Nachman, you can't have it Belashan Edim. Only Belashan Dayanim. This whole shtick of I'm making Edim, send it to Yerushalayim, doesn't work. Fair Shem in a time. I ought to be Machmir. Look what he quotes over here. He quotes Rabosai that said it on his own, Mechavim to the Würzburger Rav, Yitzchak Dov Bamberger. Quote, V'tchila tivcha ve'eze bezen be'ircha, V'tichtov aleim pruzbu, V'chakach toma be'peh, by mouth, Shimzelo mahani, because you need a more important bezen, Atamosa kochavosecha le'bezen shavir Würzburg. My town. As he was a Rav of the biggest, Würzburger Rav was a big man, he was Rav Hirsch's contemporary. He had a bigger stellar in many ways. Anyway, that's what he said. And guess what? I found the very last page here in this beautiful book, Shemitah Sofim. We have technical difficulties. I want to show you some principles, but maybe we'll get it later today. He has the last few pages, the last mamash, Shin Tzadi Aleph, Rav Yashiv and Rav Sternberg. Both of them have it. They put this in their document. Rav Yashiv said, now, I'm being most to the three dayanim, A, B, and C. Fine. If I'm ain mo ila mesir al lefnei bezdin, I need a higher madrega. How many most of lefneichem? Shekolchov v'sheli shegvenu kozman sheerza. Okay. On a higher to the bigger bezdin, and he has a Rav Sternberg has been in Johannesburg for many years. I don't know if you know that. He was for many years in Johannesburg as a rabbi there. So what did he have over there? He says, guy came in front of us, the three of us, and he said, Prusbul, good. And he says, Amal lefaneinu, you write this in the document, Hos Amal lefaneinu, Shemadin she Prusbul omol etzlenum, Shena no bezin haru in the Prusbul, Azayu mosech of osov lefnei bezin de'edah haredes berkodesh Yerushalayim. Black and white. He put it in it. What the Prusbul said is, Rav Sternberg put it in the document itself. Fascinating. So he calls it Shtari Prusbul Mishul Avim, combination of both. Okay.
Hey, what does the Gadol do?
I'm not discussing with the Gadol HaDor. I'm understanding that he considered the Badatz.
So how can he get a Puzzle because everyone is on the way? They had a Bedin
and Gadol. You want how the Dayan is himself going to do it?
Yeah.
That was two colleagues. I don't know. Good question. Okay. Fine. So Rabbi said, listen to me very carefully. Very, very carefully. This is very important. It seems to me that Bezman Hazeh, no Bezin in the world, not the Badatz, not the Rabbanut, has the power of Hefka Bezin Hefka. So it would appear. So you must be relying upon the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? We just read the Ramah. We read in any Bezin. In any Bezin. There's no choice. Who said so? The Ramban, the Rosh. We don't pass like Shmuel. Why not? Rabbanut read Rav Ashi. So what does that mean, Rabbanut Rav Ashi? Ravana ben Ravashi worked not only for a Talmud Chacham, as the Rambam and the Mechaber said, we pass going to work for everybody. And it's Lishitosam, if you have a Shulchan Aruch. The Gra points this out. This is in Sif Yud Ches. Two Sifim later in Sif Chaf, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, it's unique to the Baitamid Chachamim. Ramah says, V'yashomim dekol adam na'ami yuchalom adver v'al pelef nebez din mahani v'etorach pruzbol. Lishitasa, according to the Ramah, Masyumin is by everybody. Everybody. Lav dafka, Tamide Chachamin. Lishitasa over here. Any bezin works. Any bezin works. The Mechaber is you need a bezin lafkuim b'monei. What do you do with Ravad and Rashi? It's unique to Tamide Chachamin. All this is found in the Vilna Gaon. Black on white. I read it to you. Lamin out. The Gemara says, "Harosh, the Rabbanim, the Bei Rav Ashi, lo svidei hadashmul, the Rambam shocherach the Tamayu, said in Sifchaf, Tamid Chacham, Meshilva v'chulei, Dafka only Tamid Chacham, and the Rambam is l'shitaso, the Kol Adam. It's beautiful. This Gemara Lamin out is mamish pearls of wisdom. Fine. That is the problem, because the Derech Amuna writes." In Sivkot and Kuf Nun Dalid, Uvidvorim Bilvari Nitches, as I state in the Rambam, Hiskimo Achronim, Afal Gav Yesh Omim the Kol Odom Gamken Yochol Asaske, Rambo, Mikomogom Yesh Lahachmir Velichtov Puzbul Ade Bezdin, Rak Mashas Atchak, Kshiev Shalichtov Puzbul, Yesh Lahokal Shalachol Odom Sagabim Sires Dvorov. As we quote in the Rov Achronim. I have a question. It's impossible. It's impossible. Who is he quoting over here? The Bach. The Bach. Because he tells you to look over here. He tells you to look over here. In page Samach Zayin in this book. He quotes from the Bach. I have a big kasha. The Bach is made up by any Bezdin. Yid Elohim Chamaleim. We obviously pass like Ramos Sifchof. As the Vilna Gaon said, if you pass the Ramos Sifchof, by definition, Rabosai, right? You have, again, if you pass the Ramos and Sif Yud Ches, you must pass the Ramos and Sifchof. There's no alternative, as the Vilna Gaon explained. If you say that you don't need a Bezdin Choshev, how do you know it from? You know it from Rabban and Ramashi. So you have to pass the Plaza not only to a Talmud Chacham. So why is the Bach splitting? So maybe the pshat is like this. Even Rabban and Rabashi themselves, surely passing like that. But they themselves would normally feel it's better to write a prusbul. Why didn't they do it themselves? They're too busy learning. They're too busy learning. And why is it better, in fact, to have a prusbul than to do a baal peh? What's the mila of it? If you recall, many poskim say, why don't you learn the tnai of Amanash Sota Shvitenish Bishvias? Because you want to have pirsum. It should be well known as a zechel l'shvi, as a pirsum. So obviously, a written document is better than words alone. That's my pshat. Now, if you look in this sefer, guys, do you plan to write a prusbul next year? Anyone plan to do it? Anybody owe you any money? So Shlomo Zalman told his grandson, Rav Gordon of Aaron Goldberg, Zalman Nechemia's son, she started a licht of prusbul, afal pi shlo yadua lo alachem shechayavan lo. Doesn't know if anybody owes him any money. She tochen shehilva pamachas lodem kesev a peres v'shochach. Valova Yavola Akhzin Akashvis. He won't say Meshavan Yavola on the Shamot, Gewalt. Lo even Lo Yigos. Zela. Oi. You better buy the puzzle, just play safe. Azoy State, Shlomo Zalman told his grandson. So maybe you should do it. Guys, Shlomo Zalman told his grandson, maybe you should do it too. I don't know. Maybe. There's another amazing thing. I don't know. A written word always is more powerful. Listen to this. Amazing. The Stipula wrote a ksuba in Tavshin Chavav. Bishah Hashenis L'or Hayom. Huh? Put the hour in. Why? Kedei Shirak at Shah Azul Yisham Tu Machovos. Uve Meshech Hayom Yalva Lamanduhu Tilakayim Mitzvah Shmita. Hey, what's going on? He dafka wanted to fulfill the mitzvah. So he wrote a prusbul at the second hour of the day. And then he lent some a dollar, a shekel, in the afternoon. Amazing. He's assuming, Rabbi Osai, if he wouldn't have written the hour, then maybe the document would have worked for even for a later chov. It's a shver avot. And the sefer Shmita's Ksum Chos is the other way around. If you don't write an hour in the document, it won't work for the entire day. Because you never know when it's going to be. Therefore, he says, if you in fact want to be mashmiti, you want to avoid the debts of that very same day to be a mishamet, you better write the hour. So he says, this type didn't have to do it. Fakert. If he wouldn't have written the hour, none of the debts of that day would have been canceled. Not the ones afterwards, even the ones before. At least as far as the document is concerned. So he doesn't understand exactly why he had to write to the hour over here. That's what he did. Another question. What if he wrote a prusbul on a different day? Erev Rosh Hashanah. This year, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, correct? So we usually write the prusbul. We usually go out and do it on Sunday. Because people are not at work. So Sunday is Erev, or something like that. Right? So there's no need to write hours. Any debt, any money you lend out the next 3 days won't be covered, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm assuming that the disciple of this cruise will Erev Rosh Hashanah. But I have a kasha. I wouldn't do an Erev Rosh Hashanah. I think I would like to avoid it, the Chatchila. Why? Remember that rash we had over here? Remember the rash? Hamar is a chol b'shvius, b'shneches b'yom achron shel shvius. Remember that we had. So I would have preferred to make it erev Rosh Hashanah earlier. I'm just pointing out ha'ora why the Rav Stapel wasn't worried about that rash. I don't know what will happen. I find myself in a desert island. There's nobody there. No edim. No dayanim. Nobody. Can I do anything? Chochma Sodom says yeah. What do you do? What do you do? They do as follows. Listen carefully. Chochmas Adam in the Sefer Shai Tzedek, which is again unfortunately not printed in the version that we have over here. That's his Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. He says that you just get up and say it. Amira Beino Levein Atzmo. How do you like that?
What does it say?
B'di'evad yocholim ser chavos v'afilu b'nolam ben atzma. Below Bezna, below Eden. You get up and say, I hereby give my chavos over to Bezn Badatz Yerushalayim. Who's there to... B'nolam l'mokum, right? Between me and Hashem. I give it over and I can collect the chav. God doesn't believe me. It's just to say Prusbul Hay Levi Avad, I say Assisi Prusbul in the desert island. That's what it says over here in the Chachmas Sonim in the Shach case of Bidi Yevin. That's a very big Kiddush. What's the Lumbus says over here? Look, we know it works by Amira Masri Mila Adadi. Shuv ein toelas im yom b'fnei eden. Lo ivri sad el in the shikri. Uv mamonas ein toch edim l'kiyumi. You can do it by yourself. As I say, most poskim say it's ridiculous. No. No. For example, we saw over here the Pesachei Tshuva, this is over here, Sifkot and Gimel. You have to have Mesiras Dvarim Lebezdin. Mehike Redin lo havi dai behol do Lebezdin Shemosa Lem Chavosa. You have to have Ksivas Nusra Prusbul, right? Ashtarahu Osafko. Okay, so Talmud Chacham don't have to have a written document. You have an Amira. But it has to be Dafka Amira Lefnei Bezdin. V'osa Amira hi atoelas afka. You have to absolutely have it in front of a Bezdin. The alternative is to write it. Okay, if you write it, you can send it to the Bezdin. But just to say it in front of nobody, Pesachei Tshuva would not work. Finished. Okay. Narabosai, this is Tosefta and Baba Basra. Quoted over here on page Shin. Coming to the end. Page Shin. What does it say on page Shin? It says, "So machlokas Rebbe Nechachamim, im ef shalichto prusbo b'shalom midas hamalva." Or as Ruas is pshat, Rebbe, you can't. The dilma data shnei shvius meshametes delekayim mitzvah sasei. Okay, im kain your levur. Shem yadua she'ein rotze she'yishmetu chavosav. Right? Right? If you know for sure that the guy does not want, he wants to be, he doesn't want to lose the money, then what, Rabbi Osai? Ev shalichtov avor prusbul. You can write a prusbul for him. I think that's true. But he says over here, ev shalichtov avor prusbul shalomidata. Whoa, take a step back, Rabbi Osai. This is a big chiddush niflo. I don't know if it's even true. You know why? If you look at the Tosefta, it says you can write many kinds of documents without the person who's having authorized it. It gives an example. A get. Kosen get the baal afa pishe, he's not there. Right? Or a shtar shichru. Or a shover. You can't go through with it, chas v'shalom. You're just preparing it. That's all the Tosefta means. Doesn't say you can actually go through with it. So I don't understand where we got lassos from. Lanias died. There's no right for that Tosefta whatsoever. To me, it's a big chiddush. Now, so comes along the sefer over here, Shmidas Sovn Kilchasa, on page Ayin Zayin and Ches, with the following fascinating dispute. I find it so fascinating. Two gedolim of Bnei Brak. In Eina Malva Yochel Lasas Prusbul Biatzma Machasibus Shonos. Yecholim Acherim Lasas Prusbul Avuro Shlomidato B'din Zochel Lora Shlomofonov. How do you like that? Whether he proved from the Tosef to Baba Basra or not, you can do it. Zochin. He writes over here. This is only for Frumid. But if he's not Frum at all, you can't do it. It's not a Chusrim. Who said the Chazanish? Comes our Vosner, Shalita, that's exactly the reverse, Mamish the reverse. If he's a Frumid, you cannot do a prusbul for him. Maybe he wants to be mashmit tiksofim. Or the Ruah said so. If he's not a frumiyid, then on the contrary, that's exactly when you can do it. It's fascinating, Rabbi Osai. The Lashon of Rav Ozner is found in page Shin Aleph over here. This is what he says. Shevet Alevi, Chel Gzayin, Tzimin Reish Yud Ches. He says like this. If it's a from me, or Zeruah says, maybe he wants to be mashmit, can't do it. Eilu ha-rechokim e-hadas, v'dav ha-poshet she-eilu ha-mshaychus v'asogah le-mitzvah v'vada yavar, mut las tfuzulem derech tziyot. The opposite of chazin ishmamish. Chayotzi v'amutzinu v'ilchus git. V'in zikui get v'bala sa-veiro, afo pida v'am alo mahani v'din tziyot, v'mikvazek v'mahani, even though she's not from at all. A man's married to a woman, she goes out and she starts to marry somebody else. Without a get. She's over a little sinif every single day. It's a big schuss for her to be divorced. You're about to call the get zikui. The fight in Svat was they did a get zikui for the man. But the man, he was in a vegetative state. That's absolutely wild. But the classical case in the Beis Din is that if the woman won't take it, it'd be mezaka for if she's over losinuf. And now one of the reasons you can't do it's a whole pilpul at 93 pages. I wrote a psak in Tzvat, and there's arguments back and forth. Some say you can't use a prusbul because the Ktzel says only zachin le adam shalom afanuf, not zachin me adam. And here you're taking, what do you mean zachin me adam? You can't take away my zchus gviya, give it to a Beis Din without my knowledge. However, it's possible. That's only according to the opinion which maintains that what is a prusbul? I'm giving the Beis Din zchus gviya. But according to the Rambam we saw yesterday, and he made us him, and he's making most of Modor, then maybe it would work. Because it's not Me'odom. By the way, some argue with the Ktzos, so Me'odom even works. But that's not for this moment. Kerabosai, now we're getting down to the last part of today's Shia. We're not going to finish exactly on time, but we'll finish Mitzvah Shem in a while. Okay. It won't be that long. Mishnah Dalet. So Mishnah Dalet has Edim or Dayanim. We had the Machlokas before, which way it means. Is the Shtar in Rome? Is the Bezin in Rome? Fine. There are more rights in Sif Chaf. There are more rights in Sif Chaf. Ki yachol omar filo shlo b'fneim, ani mosa shtarosa le Bezin ploni shibir ploni. Mordechai. Shin pei. Right? And the Chasam Sovan Pesachet Shiva says no. What's the Mechaba? Mechaba Chof Aleph. Rabosi, here we get to the very crunchy time. What is saying Chof Aleph? Yesh mishikosav inin shtar prusbul kachu. Is a balatrumus. Holech ha-malve etel gimel eden. V'yeshom ha-fil d'shnayim. Omehavu alai an sadi v'chazu da'ano masarna prusbul kame gimel dayonim. De'inun ploni uploni uploni dayonim shememokom ploni. V'daylo im yachtemu bo osom eden. V'chasim b'dayonim b'tvei ma'ali. V'etzorach shem eden. Is a balatrumus. So what does the word mean, Mokom Ploni? What does the word Mokom Ploni mean? It's not clear. Not clear. The answer, I believe, is the Bezin is there. How do you know the Bezin is there? Look what it says in the last line. Ichas mibi daini tvei mali. Obviously they're there. They have to be there. So the Mokom Ploni doesn't mean another place. The Mokom Ploni means somewhere in Rome. No, Mokom Ploni means right there. Right, mamash, right there. Right there. The mamash, right there. That's the push-up shot. It's against the Ramah and against the Mordechai. You have to be there. And some say you need actually three Edom too. We saw some threes. Why you need three? Why should you require three? Comes a Ktzos. He says over there, it's Faust. Mosk Malam is Gimel. Loshen Eidim, Loshen Dayonim. Frektik Tosis mi pik savam. Kevin lo nasa mi dasa mischaye. Rabosai, Hilchos Shtoros now. Spend a few minutes on Hilchos Shtoros. A shtar to be kosher cannot, you need mi piyam lo mi pik savam. There's an exception if it's written what we call mi dasa mischaye. What does mischaye mean? The one who's losing, the one who's giving away. A shtar matana. All right, I hereby give this piece of land to Otniel. A gift. A sale. It's not considered me peak savo. Why not? Look at Balamon Yavam Islam and Aleph, it's called me peak savo. Because I'm the one who's saying it. So if I can write it, two Adam can confirm what I wrote. That's considered to be overcomes the problem. Me pi and below me pi savo. Fine. But over here, the person who's losing is not the malva, it's the lova. The lova loses when the principle gets into effect. So if the malva didn't write it, it's mamish posel midoraisa mi piyem lo mi piksavim. Tzoyis is kasha simin samach zayin siv katan vav. Yeah, tzoyis is a kasha. But b'bash enough, man. By machor, what they answer? A special takonis chachovim should be considered edim levat lachazaka and moda a special takonis chachovim to save a guy from. Onus. So here it's me peaks of them. Bishlamak shechos men dayonim lo shag me peaks of them. Abe Maisa Bezdin. Kabai Dar Lashayim Pik Sama. Abba Be'edim Kosher. So maybe that's why you need three. V'ein lo, madav ekilu nasi, midas halove, devar anichle bepruzbul, the zochon lo karka. No. We saw that yesterday, Shiel. Hosam kevin, the shem schusul l'shato bekarka, afgav the nimshach ezecho, hekilu bepruzbul, as the Ran said. Abel hecha delek l'shem schus, vaday ein choven lo, shelo befonov. What's schus? What's schus? Where's schus? What's schus? The love has no schus over here. You know what the answer is? Amazing. Venire. The came and the kaimel on the name of the loma prusbul hoi levi ovad. Can chasimas eidim lo boi le raya the honema. It's believed. And the bizman ha mishnah have it zorach daf the star via most amida lo mahani before Rabbanu Rabash is kula. Lo hachi zorach eidim o dayonim ala star. Uvezelo shach mi piksavam. Came and then zorach le raya. So it's saying in Chiddush Neira. He picks up as a psul arayim. So who nema bekach? Eidu ala lahakno l'shaito. For eidu kamo shta kiddushin v'get, the Rav Meir. Eidu chasim ha-mukarzi v'demo l'shaito. V'keim la mipi eidu manu chayim. El mipiv, saga lebe chasim ha-sadi, eidu ala lahakno. Pil lehi blorim. This is against what I always learned. What the Ketzos is saying over here, the discussion of Das and Mischayev is when it comes to a Shtar Raya, where it's a Raya against me. When it comes to Shtar Kinyan, there's no such thing as he peaks of him. That's not how I was taught. If you look at Reb Chaim in Hilchas Edus, he says, the Rambam says that every Shtar is Medivrei Sofer. For the Ketzos of Mishnah, what about a Get? Gets the Rabbanah? It's impossible. So Reb Chaim, I thought, answered, no, a shtar raya is midivrei sofrim, because there's no das in mischayev. Because it's not mischayev at all, it's just a proof. A get is midas in mischayev, it's mipik savo. The Ketzos is saying exactly the opposite of Reb Chaim over here, if I read it correctly. Just, I don't want to get involved too much in the chashtoros, but that's what it seems to be saying over here. I, the Ketzos is kasha. I want to get the following teretz. What he implied over here. See, the Ketzos is coming from the question of Zochen versus not Zochen. Is it a schus or a chova for the Lova? I come from a different point. What's the Malva doing right now? You know what the Malva's doing right now? He is taking his chovos and giving it to Bezdin. He is the Mischayev. He's giving him Atana. So therefore, a Shtar Matana, if it's signed, Nomi Piksava, because it's Midas and Mischayev of the Nosan and Matana, so too, he's nosing the chovas for schus kvi over to the bezdin. That's how I wanted to answer the kasha of the ktzos achosh. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay? I'm giving you my suggestion. That's what I thought. Fine. Let me go a little bit further than that. Oh. It's interesting. It comes out, Rabbi Osai, that it's very strange, according to the Ketzos. Our Prusbul started off in time of Mishnah as a Shtar Kinyan. And therefore, according to the Ketzos, no problem in Piksova. But once Rabban Rav Ashi and Mekil, that to say that Mili works, the Prusbul now transformed into a Shtar Raya. So should be a problem in Piksova. That's the Rivash says. It would be a problem. Says the Rivash, no. It's like a modah. We saw before, it's also called a modah. A modah is, by definition, never bedas ha-mischayev. Any document which is never bedas ha-mischayev, if it exists, it's a special takonas chachamim. As he quotes the Rivash, the imkain, if you require das ha-mischayev, lo hayu kosin shtar zeh me'olam. So apparently Rabbanu were mitakan that it works, even though it's not das ha-mischayev. But the Ketzos gave an example. Modah is example number one. Machok, example number two. Prusbul, example number three. Shalom. And according to Reb Chaim, and the Rambam, every single shtarai is that way. Okay. I don't go any more into Hilchos Shtaros right now. But it's fascinating. The Tshuva Saran writes explicitly that Prusbul is a shtar kinyan. I'm Mili? No, Mili is only for Talmidei Chachamim. As the Rambam said, he quotes the Rambam. We saw a minute ago. That's around the Shitasa. Fine, very, very nice. Now we're down to the last number of important points. Again, the Rivash says to me, Piksava, that's why you have to have three. Three. Those who hold two, say, Ilak Sosa's Vart, Ilak my Vart. I mean, they're really three Varts, right? Whatever. The Vilna Gaon says something that I don't think is necessarily the case. The Vilna Gaon is Sifkot and Lamed Vav, in explaining this Mechaber, says, V'yesh Om Afidu L'Shnayim. He's talking about the Bala Truma, three or two. Gid and Lamed Gimel. Usvar Rishon Esfirle. Tahani Mili, Shemosu Lefnei Bezdin. V'abezdin Lefneim. Avel Kan, Shein Mosu Rak Lefnei. Ho'edin Bilvad. You need three. It's not correct. I thought it was on my own to go against the Grohu. I found a fairish in the Shmir's Kam Ksafa, Kil Chosam, page Reish Lam and Hand Vav. He says, like me, Bokshu Kivanti. He is there. See, the word Mokam Ploni usually means another place. If you look in the Bala Trumas himself, he says, no, they're in the same place. And even this sound implies that they are. How can the Dayanam Sanam not in the same place? That's Pashup Shah, the Vilna Gaon is not like the Vilna Gaon, the Pshuta. Now, both say the following case. A principle which I write before I lend you the money is ineffective, obviously. Except for that wild Rama from yesterday. What if I wrote the principle after the monetary obligation existed, but before it became collectible as a loan? Mahadin. The Yerushalmi says it works. It's the Mefurash Yerushalmi in Halacha Aleph. What does it say? Yeah. It's the whole Gemara in Makkos. Remember the Gemara in Makkos? You saw Makkos? How did it start this whole Makkos story? What's it doing? What's Shemitah doing in the Masechta Makkos? What's it doing then? Start with the Mishnah. Meidim Zavamin. Give it a Manalef. Meidim Anavish Ploni Shuchayim Lechavei Elev Zuz Amanas Litno Mikanat Shloshim Yom. Who are we Mikanat? Esther Shonim. Omdim Kam Odom Rotsa Litim Yibiyonu Elev Zuz Ben Nosim Mikanat Damid Yom. But also the kind of as a shonim, it is have to pay that discrepancy. Oh, okay. So the Rishami says, if you hold that it's mishamet 10 years, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What's pshat in the Mishnah? What's pshat in the Mishnah? Says the Rishami, he made a prusbul. Hold on, he made a prusbul. How can the prusbul be effective? It's not collectible yet. Before Shem Yishalmi, they make a principle before it's collectible, before the 10 years are up. No, the Bavli never said that. The Bavli has a whole discussion, a whole pilpul over here. The principle is not found. Okay, it does mention that, but the word principle is not found in the sugya. So can we the Bavli may argue with the Yishalmi? Some want to suggest, what if? Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed because the debt has not been firmed up yet. It's on paper, but it's not collection time yet. So you could have said such a svar. I'm not saying it's true. You could have said such a svar. Potential. It's possible. I'm not saying for sure it's true. It's possible. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. What'll happen if I have a debt of those various sorts? Hakofa sachanus, char sachir, and I wrote a puzzle right then and there. And then I'm zokah b'milva. So the poskim say it's no good because it wasn't a debt at all, a chov or a collectible chov until zakifah b'milva. So to buy kafranis, the guy denies it, can't collect, he's denied it, and then he admits, I write a prusbul, and he admits before shemitah. Could be also wouldn't be good. That's a whole machlag, that's a whole tumah. Okay. Now about something to the last point. The last point is an amazing Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says, in Halacha Gimel, for who sheyesh lo karka lelove ulemalve. Both have to have karka. Both? What? Both have to have karka? How can you explain that? How can you explain that? It's a pilei ploim. It's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi itself. How can you explain it? But that's what Yerushalmi says. Can't argue with the Yerushalmi. It says so. You can only argue what the Yerushalmi means. Oh, that's an interesting question. What did the Rishami mean when it said V'sheyesh karka l'malva v'la lova. Why should we know why the lova had karka? For we spoke about it yesterday. Either to make it shchiach, or to make it kegavui, right? But why in the world should the malva have to have karka? Should be enough if the lova has karka. That's the question. Very good, excellent. So the standard pshat in Yerushalmi is just a technicality. There's no intrinsic need for the malva to have karka. The only reason why the malva has to have karka is in case the lova has no karka, it'll be mezakeh to him. That's all. Mezakeh to him. Rav Yochanan says, okay, hold on a second. Rav Amar Havuhu Shei Karka LeMalva VeLeLova. Rav Yochanan says, no. LeMalva Afrishen LeLova, Lova Afrishen LeMalva. It's a pure technical thing. It's a technical thing. So the Rashi Surlio says, what do you both? Techinami Zavin Karka HaLova Yesh Karka LeMalva LeZakaslo. That's all. If Lova not the Malva, you don't write it because you're afraid the Lova is going to get rid of all his Karka. This Rishon, according to this Pshara, sorry. You have to have karka at the time of the Shemitah ends, not at the time of the Prisma. That was yesterday's Shia. So otherwise, who cares if he sells it off? So it's like the Rash, okay? This is the Rash sheet, as a matter of fact. Comes along the Bala Iter, the Bala Trumas, rather, with a whole radical loop shot based on the Shemitah. But it's radical. He says, the way Prisma works is you are mezake, listen carefully, you the Malva, are mezake your debt to the Bez. You're makna to them. But how do you do that? How can you give me makna? Someone owes me money. I can't just be makna to somebody else. Only one way to do it. Agav karka. Have you ever learned Kenyan agav? You have karka? Agav karka, give me makna metaltalin. Well, including the word metaltalin in the greatest sense is a chov. That's what the Bala Truma says beferish. Amazing. Beis Yosef quotes it. Quotes it. Now. The Mishnas Yosef says, according to the Rash, the Rash Shulio, and others, what's Pshat Yerushalmi? You have to have the Malva Karka in case the Lova sells his Karka off in the interim. So the Mishnas Yosef says, he thinks it's only by Milva Shalal Peh. Because it comes to Milva Shavishtar, you can't sell your Karka because it's always on the lien to the Malva. You can't get out from it. Fascinatingly, according to the Bala Trumas, Prisma only works when it comes to Milva Shemishtar. Because only then can you be Makne, Mikir Dinah Gemara, Agav Karka. You're Makne the Shtar with the Chov, Agav Karka. And so to Rabbeinu Gershom Mora Gola, Baba Basu Samachayim at base. Guess what? The Badats, Eda, Charedis, Yerushalayim, they write a Shtar Prisma with this Bala Trumas. Pile Ploye Mamish. Pill they ploy him. Why should they do such a thing? That's what they do. Nusach ha-prudu she-barat Yerushalayim. What does it say? It says, ha-malva maknes ha-kalva-os ha-lebezin be-kinyan agav. They add, in the badat, as opposed to Rebat Saloni and the Trumas, chovas b'shtar v'al-peh. Now, al-peh, doesn't work, Mikir Adin. Only Takonis Agonim. Okay, they have Takonis Agonim, but that's they follow the Gonim. But otherwise, Medina de Gemara would only be enough to have it with Milva Shebishtar. Fascinating. The Lashon is that he's Marsha. He allows the Bezin to collect. Frek Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva over here in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simon Yutes. He doesn't understand this, the shtar of the Barat HaSeh the Chareh. He doesn't understand it. Imkain is like a Harshah. Harshah works like a Baldin. Imkain, A, Kavod Dayanim, and Prismu Tzorach Dayanim. What does that mean? When he gave the Chovas Mamish to the Bezdin, Avdu Koach HaDayanim, then I became Baladinim. And the Prismu Kedin, unbelievable, Rav Moshe. It's overkill. It's too powerful. The dead is literally transferred to the Bezdin. They're the Baladinim. So should be mashmit for them. He's out of the picture. Beyond that, how's it be? Prizl Milva Alper. only works mitachanas agaonim, called the Medim Rishonim. And it's a machlokas al rishonis, at least the Baba Kama Nafayin. The Kitzur Nimritz, he doesn't like us nusser, he only writes a plain old fashioned nusser. Rav Moshe doesn't go for this badat eidu charedis. He doesn't go for them at all. Finished. Doesn't like it. Doesn't like it. The Minchas Yitzchok says, no, he's a chibuz of abezin of badatz. So the real answer to Rav Moshe's kasha is as follows. Listen carefully. Quoted over here from one of the mefarshim. It's really not a harshah mamish, and it's not a bal karchach ein kan lo mechira mamish v'lo harshah mamish el din miyuchod lepruzbul mishum kach bezin. That's what he's saying, a new word. Yes, I have to say like that. It's not going to be fit into any preconceived category. That's the Pashup Shah. Question. Do we make sure that the Malveh has karka? But if he has no karka? The Minchas Yitzchok was bothered with this question. He said, we believe him. Hodaz Baldin is Kamei Adam Dami. Wait a minute. We had a whole discussion yesterday. We said that the Malve is Makna Karka to the Love. Why can't we just assume the Love will acquire it by the whole dog? No. It's a Chova to the Love. So here too, let's say the Prus was a Chova to the Love. So when the Malve purports and claims to have Karka, we shouldn't believe him. Apparently, it's like this. What did Rosh say? Mikuli Puzbul, in the case of the Gemara, that the Malva really has Karka, and he wants to transfer to the Lova, that's the Gemara, because it's Mizakehu. So then we say, we're going to have the ability to say Mikuli Puzbul, and we're going to treat it as if it were a Skos. That's the Gemara's case, when we know the Malva's Karka is given to the Lova. But we don't know the Malva's Karka in the first place, just as he admits to it. There's no basis upon which we can say that the Chazal Metaken is considered to be a schus, and therefore the Hodaz Baldin of the Malve should be effective. According to the Ran, it might possibly work. Well, maybe not. It's only a schus for the Lova. It's not a schus for the Bezdin. So therefore, it wouldn't work even according to the Ran. Fine. So the Melech Shlomo says he never saw anybody to worry about the Sefer Tree. He never heard of the Badatz of Yerushalayim. The Shitas Yocht, and the Reb Chaim passes the same way. This is a Rishalmi Zach. We don't do it. This whole people went. Shmuel Slan didn't do it, apparently. We don't know when exactly came about this Chumra of the Badatz Yerushalayim. We don't understand where it came from. We're suddenly worried about the Bala Truman Shita. Says Reb Chaim in Sivkot and Kuf. Call up Poskim Lo Aviyu. Ain't a Midik Locha Shazeh. We found that's it. Finished. Enough of the Lovas Kaka. We don't care if the Malva's Karak at all. But it's a question on both sides. It's a serious question. Many Prusbuls don't even mention the fact that the Malva's Makna the Karak Lover, Karak to the Lover, which the Gemara says, Mizakehu. Many don't have it. They say, oh, you know why? Mistame he has. Oh. Rabosai, the Shmir's Sovn Kilchas, August and Minchas Yitzchak. Says, even with respect to giving it from the Malveh to the Bezdin, it also wouldn't work. It's considered a Chova to the Lova. This won't work. And that's what he suggests. I mean, they could argue the other way around. The Lova is not a party to this. It's just between the Malveh and the Bezdin. So, again, that argument can go in either direction, Reb Osai. Now let's go just to discuss the following thing. Pashtus, Reb Osai. Pashtus. If I'm giving over to the Bezdin, which is the Rav Moshe screams and yells, then it's no longer Batei Din, and now they're now Balei Din. So the Torah as Roim turns it the other way around. Is the Bala Trumas makes sense in the following way? Okay, this is the last line in the Sefer and Shemitah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, the last paragraph, quotes to Bala Trumas, Riyar Barzaloni, Yishalmi Mavavavalova. Why? It was like Rashi that we spoke about yesterday. The Mesiras Achovos LeBezdin Eino Elul Inyan Shlo Yavra Balchov Balav Lo Yigos. He gave it over the chovas to Bezdin. Ain't tviyasa l'mikoach Bezdin. Havi kishliach Bezdin bezeh. So the Riyah Barzaloni says, in order to achieve this, you need hakno gemura bekinyan agav karka. Because match lo hikna lahem bekinyan gomur, as ain't tviyasa nechsheves elekatviyas asmo lokatviyas Bezdin. That's what he says. Haknos agav karka einam ele bechdeshe betviyasa yishliach Bezdin. Pefaf kos mamin. Ain't tzorch shum haknos. Hefke Bezdin hefke bechol gavni rabosai. That's what he's suggesting, Rabbi Osai. Fascinating. So what Rabbi Moshe says is impossible, the Baal HaTshuva said is necessary. Because otherwise it's an Easter of Lo Yigos. So he explains. Fine. So he explains. But Lemaisa, if that's the case, you really have to do it. So he writes over here in page Reish Tzadi, in the Sefer Shemitah's Ksav in Kilchasa, you have to be Makne Yechov to the and your karka to the bezin. How do you do it? Those who do it, yakbet sheyakablu abezin kinyan suda min amakta shayadezeh yisku heim bekarka v'agabot ochol harashah. That means that the bezin has to give a handkerchief to the malve, and as a result of that, they the bezin acquires karka. I never saw a bezin do that. I mean, our bezin doesn't do the Baal HaTshuvas at all. But, atkadekach. Fine. Rabosai, I have only one more thing to talk about before we conclude. We spoke about the question of whether a prizma is a shtar, kinyan is shtarai. So here in this beautiful sefer, Shemitah's Ksof and Kilchasa, on page Reish Chof Vov, he says, according to the Rambam, it's a shtar kinyan. I'm Mesiris Mili. Only for Tamid Chachamim, as we saw in the Ran. But according to Rashi, no. It's a Raya. A beautiful vort. We discussed yesterday, we saw that in the Torah Zroim and the Tosfos Anshe Shem. The different nuance, what does the principle achieve? According to Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Osai, what does the principle do? The principle is Mesirash Taros of the Bezdin. Okay? So it's a Raya that you gave over the Bezdin. According to the Rambam, it's no Mesirah Shtaros LeBezdin. Rather, it's made us and made in Yeshem. So the Prusbel itself is the Shtar Kinyan. That's what he suggests. But according to Rashi, it's Mesirah Shtaros LeBezdin. It's only a Raya. And that's actually according to the Rambam. It merely works for everybody. So therefore, as we said a minute ago, the Prusbel is only a Shtar Raya. Now, who exactly makes the Prusbel? This is a big alumnus. So we'll end with this. Look in the Rash, Rabbi Osai, in Mishnah Gimel. What is the Prusbel, says the Rash in Mishnah Gimel? The first words, Prusbel, Shtar Shebezdin Osno Nikra Prusbel. The Bezdin makes it. If you look in Rashi in Moed Katan, he says, what's a Prusbel? Shekosef Malva B'Shtar Shede Meshamet. Rash is L'Shitoso, that the Prusbel is on most of the Bezdin. So I, the Malva, am making the Prusbel. But the Rambam holds, you made as a Bezdin. The Bezdin is making the Prusbel. According to Rashi, you have to actually write down that you're giving over the Shtaras to Bezdin. According to the Rambam, it's enough to say, made in front of the Bezdin. Nafkamina, if the Bezdin is somewhere else, is in Romi. According to the Mordechai, that says it works, it's enough by Amira. You're not going to give your Ksav to Rome. They're not FedEx in those days. Right. But according to the Ran, the Shtar is in Rome, in Mesirah b'fnei Bezdin Dafka, on a simple level, you have to write it down. Rabosai Atkan will stop here. The Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. That's a good question. Skype. I don't know. Skype, what do you think? Should Skype be before enough? I don't think so. You know, they see him. Okay.